This is something that has probably come up with me over the last few years, where you have one, maybe two people businesses that were looking for planning adjacent to their house in rural areas. They've been turned down because they've been told that there's sufficient sites in town centres that they could move to. But economically, it may not be viable for them to move in with paying big rents and travelling. Plus, some of these people could be trying to rear families. So they're able to drop their kids at school, come back and do so many hours work, collect their kids from school. Plus the fact that council will be getting rates from them. They're paying tax to the exchequer. We're moving away from a time where we had a black market society out there of people working from behind houses. But we must protect town centres as well.
We're very much talking about a balance here. And it's interesting that we talk a lot about rural post offices and the need to stimulate and develop rural communities. And it seems that this would dovetail in with that yes, local communities need schools and post offices, but they also do need beauticians. They also do need small businesses. They do need small services in their own areas.
They do need all these small services, of course. We've talked about trying to help rural Ireland for years, but this is a simple thing that we can be helping create, whether it's small garages, whether it's beauticians, whether it's hairdressers. I mean, there are definitely opportunities there. We got to get the broadband out to these businesses as well. That's important as well. There's a massive amount of things that we can be doing going forward.